So are you happy with the day of the week, which is your garbage or recycling day? In Toronto's Ossington neighborhood, there is a push to change the day in order to better accommodate patio season. And that just might happen this week when city councilors meet. Joining us to discuss the proposal, Meg Marshall, manager of the Ossington BIA. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
So, Meg, for some, this might seem like a silly reason, but Thursday nights, a big moneymaker for the area of Ossington. So tell us how a Thursday evening garbage pickup is putting a damper on people's Thursday nights and, by extension, the business community in the area as well.
So just imagine you're coming down one of the coolest streets in the world. You're dining at a Michelin recommended restaurant or any of the other amazing establishments that we have. You're out on a patio, warm summer night. And then right next to you are trash bins just overflowing with rubbish. And the smell in the summer is nothing to be desired. So we've just kind of holistically looked at it and said, you know, Thursday is kind of the new Friday in many worlds, especially with like the return to office. Thursday's the new Friday. So we just thought, hey, you know what? The worst that can happen is that that city council says no. But if there's any small tweak that we can do to enhance the experience on Ossington, we want to see what's possible.
Yeah, this totally makes sense. So people in the neighborhood put their trash out on Thursday night and it gets picked up on Friday mornings. Is that what currently happens?
Currently, it's late night pickup. So a lot of businesses, even if especially if they're not hospitality, are putting their bins out at the end of their day, 5, 6, 7 p.m., and then they're moving their bins back the next morning. So then, you know, while they're waiting to be picked up, those bins just sit there and fester. So we're hoping that we can have this done on a Tuesday or Wednesday when Ossington is less busy, and hopefully it makes it a better environment for everybody. We looked at Sunday, Monday collection nights, but we have a lot of our businesses that are closed, so that didn't seem like a great option. So we're proposing Tuesday or Wednesday.
Meg, what are the chances that the garbage day gets moved? Would it take another community stepping up to make a garbage day swap with Ossington? Like, I'm sure it's not as easy as just, you know, telling the trucks to pick up the pickup trucks to just do the pickup at a different time or a different day.
I think to the average Torontonian, you'd think it would be an easy thing, but the city is very intricate. There's a lot of planning that goes involved, so I don't expect this to be an overnight thing. There's got to be consultation, report backs to different committees at the city. The city has lots of policies, procedures, red tape, quite frankly. So I don't think this is going to be immediate, but we have to start the process now. And this might be something that's implemented, fingers crossed, for the fall, or worst case scenario, hopefully for next year at this time.
Okay.
So we're just starting the process through due diligence and proper protocol, and we'll see what happens.
Well, good luck, because it totally makes sense. And as we approach patio season, let's change topics a little bit. When can we enjoy being out on patios on Ossington?
Ooh.
So the Cafe T.O. curb lane patios, they can start dining and operating as of May 1st. So over the next few nights, starting tonight through till into next week, different neighborhoods are going to start to have their curb lanes built. And then soon after, we should all be out there having
yes.
a cold one.
And hopefully the weather will be warm, right?
Yes. You know what? It's funny, though. People love to go out. People love to line up. People will bundle up. People
yeah.
have been waiting and just need to experience the outdoors and see each other again.
Well, thank you for bringing the flavor of the Ossington community to us again. It is always nice to chat with you, Meg Marshall, manager of the Ossington BIA.